I was raised to be a good Muslim. I practice Islam, praying 5 times a day. But eventually, I came across the Bible.
Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, this is Rich, Rich Homeris.
And I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin. Now, here in America, we have many freedoms to share our faith and read and obtain Bibles. But that's not the case in many places in the world. Our guest today comes from one of those countries, Mali, a landlocked country in West Africa. Now, Mali is 90% Muslim, with Christians making up just 2% of the population, and it's listed as 29th on Open Doors World Watch list of the top 50 countries where Christians are most persecuted for their faith.
First of all, I would like to praise the Lord for the opportunity of bringing me to here. This is actually a great opportunity, and this is a grace from God, a privilege. Actually, I listened to the radio in Mali, West Africa, in 1986. By that time, I was learning the English language. I was at the high school. So every night, I listened to the radio.
Now, did you consider yourself a Christian at this time?
Yes, I was a Christian. I was I came to the Lord in 1983.
Wow.
3 years before. So
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I got to ask you, how did the Lord open up your spiritual eyes? How did it happen that He drew you to Himself?
Wow, that's a story in itself. But I will just give you a summary, a short word.
Okay.
So, I was raised to be a good Muslim. I practice Islam, praying 5 times a day. But eventually, in 1982, I came across the Bible. Someone gave me the New Testament, but I rejected the New Testament because it says Jesus is Son of God. So then sometime later, I have been given the whole Bible, and I started by reading the book of Genesis. I found this in the book of Genesis, which speaks about a God of creation. This story gives a full and detailed story of God's creation. So, and that's how I started really looking for the truth and re-questioning some of my religious heritage. And this took me 1 year, and eventually I made a prayer to Jesus saying, "Oh Jesus, if you are true, please reveal this to me." And the same night, while I was just laying on my bed, I heard a voice speaking to me. Read the Gospel of John, chapter 14, from verse 1 to verse 6. That was the truth. So, in the morning, when I read it, at the beginning, Jesus was saying, "Don't let your heart be in trouble. Believe in God and believe in me." In the verse 6, Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth. And no one comes to the Father except through me." And that's how I yield my life to Jesus and become a member of His body all around the world. I was baptized in April 4th, 1984.
That's so wonderful. Praise God.
Yeah.
And it just is another illustration that the Word of God speaks for itself. The power is in the Word.
Exactly.
Yes. And you mentioned about, being baptized. That means you found other believers, and there is fellowship for you. How was that for you to be alone in God's Word and have Him lead you to others that were of like mind of yours?
I praise God to know Him through His Word, even before knowing Christians.
Yes, anyone else.
But when I came to Him after I joined a very small group of believers of 6 people. We were 6 in the desert.
Wow.
We were just 6. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, in the part of the region where you come from is primarily Muslim.
Right.
It's a Islamic state. How is that for a Christian to survive? We hear in the news that there's great persecution against Christians throughout the world. So you live there, and you've walked amongst the people there. So how has that been for you and for Christians to live in the regions that you live in?
As I said at the beginning, I grew up as a Muslim. My family is a Muslim. My father, my mother, my ancestors from generation to generation since many years ago. And right now I have so many good Muslim friends.
So you weren't disbanded and cast away because you went from being a Muslim to a Christian?
Actually, I had a problem. I have a conflict with my family for many years, but there was a time when God opened their eyes and they understood why I became Christian. Then they came back to me. And that was really the work of the Holy Spirit. This is not a human work. We don't have to be afraid of the Muslim world. We have to love the Muslims, our brothers, Muslims. We have to love them, to show them the love of God. And that's what we are doing there. So the persecution is not an excuse for us to hate others, even though they don't love us.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's always true, no matter who it is, not just to single out Muslims, but we are to love our neighbor, whoever it is, correct? And we're all created by God, and so we're here to reach out with the gospel to whoever it is.
And that is a good thing.
Yes.
And in Matthew 5, verse 44, Jesus compels us by saying, "But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you."
Amen. May God help us to do those things. And we'll return to our talk with our brother from West Africa in just a moment. You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to connect with you. Just go to our website at Connections with Rich and Bobby. That's all one word. And Bobby is BOBBI.com. That's Connections with Rich and Bobby.com. There, all of our podcasts are posted, along with all of our contact information.
Also, you can connect with us on social media by friending us on Facebook, post on Instagram, and tweet us on Twitter.
Now let's return to our visit with our brother from Mali, West Africa.
Now, are there common denominators, like we can all look back to Abraham? Christians can look back, Jewish people can look back, and Arab people can look back to Abraham. How has that been for you as a witnessing tool to look at the things that we have in common and not at our differences?
Yes, actually, this common background is a tremendous tool we are using to reach out our people. In the Quran, it is known that Jesus was born miraculously. So that's the Quran recognizes the virgin birth of Jesus.
Mm.
The Quran recognizes also that Jesus is alive now, and that he is sitting next to God, the Father, in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
The Quran recognizes that. So the Quran recognizes also that Jesus will come back. The Quran recognizes also that Jesus is the Word of God, Kalimat Allah, and the Spirit of God, Ruh Allah. So we need to build on this common knowledge, to use it like a bridge to reach out to the Muslim world.
And how is it received? As you point out, the similarities that we have, that there is one God and there is one path, and that path is Jesus.
This transition, only God, the Spirit of God, can make it. Our responsibility is just to preach the gospel, to show up, to love the others, and God will do the rest.
Mm-hmm. And how do they regard the Bible?
In Islam, they speak about a Torah, a Zabur, an Injil. which means the Torah, the Psalms, and the Gospel.
Hmm.
So they have quite great respect for these books. And indeed, in Islam, the Muslim people, this is quoted in Islam and is accepted in Islam.
And what about Bibles? Can you freely own a Bible and carry a Bible and go to a coffee house and read your Bible freely? Or do you have to disguise the book or read it through another form?
Always it depends on the area you are. So in some areas you cannot do that. In some others you can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in the major cities you can carry your Bible, you can read it, but in some other areas, like in the desert, you have to be cautious. You have to have your Bible in your heart. You have mm-hmm. to memorize the Bible,
mm-hmm.
the Word of God.
So you have this message, and you know the bridge that you can use to reach out to the people in your area. How are you reaching out to the people in your area with this message?
That's a good question. So we start by the starting. What is the starting? Now we are talking about the God, because there is something available, which is the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
In this country, the Word of God is available. The Word of God is available in different versions in English. But this is not the case for our people. Some years ago, we didn't have any portion of the Bible in our language. And that's why we have started by translating the Word of God.
Mm.
And even before translating the Word of God, we had to work on the language, on the linguistic development of the language, because the language was not written, it had no written form before.
Mm.
So to translate the Bible, you have to have a written language, and that's what we did for 8 years. Then we started translating the Word of God, starting by the book of Genesis to Deuteronomy and the Gospel of Luke and the book of Acts. The book of Acts that I used to call the handbook of the evangelists.
Mm-hmm.
This is a tremendous book for the history of the church.
Now, as we look at needs, prayer requests, how could our audience be praying for you and for your people?
Okay, please keep praying for safety as we are serving the Lord in a mm-hmm. very difficult situation, very difficult area. You know, as far as spiritual issues are concerned, but also the physical, you know, needs for that area. It's a desert area with so much great needs. So, along with the Bible translation, and we are doing also community service for the people to show them the love of God.
We will be in prayer for our brother in West Africa.
Yes, and we encourage all of you who are listening to be in prayer as well. If you'd like to find out more about Mali and life as a Christian there, just go to our website at connectionswithrichandbobby.com and click on Program Insights, where we have a post with lots of interesting information on our current podcast. That's connectionswithrichandbobby.com.
Also, if you've missed the podcast or would like to hear our current program once again, or invite others to listen, again, just go to our website at connectionswithrichandbobby.com.
And we encourage you to subscribe to our podcast on this platform or on any of the others like iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify. It is free. You can also listen to us on a smart speaker if you have one by simply saying, play the podcast, Connections with Rich and Bobby. And you may join us on social media on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
This is Connections, connecting with one another, as Romans 1 verse 12 says, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. So thank you for listening, and remember, tell others and spread the word, God's word.
And don't forget to join us next time on Connections with Rich and Bobby.